Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this featured artist Friday. Which is KISS, by the way. Anything you want to hear from them, send your request to the Plaza Ford text line, the Ace Frehley era, which usually, up to 1980, basically. I think, I was made for loving you, baby, was kind of the end. Or loud, I like to hear aloud. Either way, Google it. No Ronnie Stanley at practice today, by the way, for the Ravens. Lamar there, DeAndre Hopkins return. So before we get to Zach Orr, first things first, Nolan McGraw here on this Featured Artist Friday, as we said. No Ronnie. He had practiced the previous 2 days, and he's got that bum ankle, which cost him a full game, and then basically most of two others is this kind of like, all right, you practice 2 days, we'll give you a little rest, or there's kind of a setback. Don't want to speculate too much. But ankles can be tricky and linger forever. So I'm looking at that maybe being a concerning thing, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hope is that they said, you look great the last 2 days. You look like you're fully stable. We trust you. You're a vet. No sense in putting you out there today. And maybe you roll it in practice. That's the last thing we need. That's the hope. Now, we don't know what happened. So, Harbaugh will be asked about it today. I'm sure he won't divulge any information, and we'll find out on Sunday.
Yeah, injury report comes out later this afternoon. Patrick Ricard practicing fully, expected to make his debut. Lamar was out there for the third straight day. That's good news, as we said, and we talked about this earlier in the show, just tuning in. Carl Lawson was signed by the Ravens to the practice squad at 5 sacks last year for the Cowboys, but I guess, Nolan, there's a reason he's been sitting on the couch for almost half the season here.
Yeah, I mean, like we read the stats earlier, and Jonas even talked about it, 5 sacks last year, and that wasn't even as a starter. So, you see that on the surface, that's without watching every single snap that he played, and you're thinking, well, this guy had to have found a job. He's only 30 years old or early 30s, right there on the dot. So, I don't know. What am I missing here? But he was available for some reason. As you noted earlier in the show, it doesn't always mean that he's a bum. The Ravens have had success grabbing guys off the couch, much older guys than that. So maybe it just comes down to, is it the right fit for the scheme? Don't know. Either way, you had to do it. I got no problems with bringing him in. Nope. I'm not going to tell you that he's going to be a savior by any means, but you needed a body, and he is that.
And Vinny's favorite player, Zaire Mitchell-Payton, was waived. Corresponding move there. But Zach Orr met with the media yesterday out at one winning drive. Roquan Smith's been back in practice, which obviously is good news. And here's Zach stating the obvious with his return.
I think Roquan Smith, he's obviously, he's one of the best linebackers in football, and you cannot take that away from him. He's done that consistently over his career. I thought that he was playing really good football for us before he had the injury in Kansas City. So whenever you get one of the best players in the league back, it's great, man. And he's looked great these last couple weeks throughout the bye week and this weekend. He's going to go out there and prepare the right way to make sure that he can do whatever he can to help us play good defense and get a win.
I mean, everything's great. I got it. But Nolan, let's be real here. Outside of the Cleveland game, how great has he really been this season, Roquan Smith?
Yeah, I mean, we're not getting all pro Roquan Smith back here, it seems, unless he comes, shot out of a cannon here and he's all motivated by the situation the team's in, missing a few weeks due to injury, facing his former team. Maybe you get an extra boost out of that. But I think the excitement here, or what from Orr's perspective, is just more from a stability standpoint. You know, even if Roquan Smith is not having his best year and is even going to take a massive step back, even if you want to say that when it's all said and done, undoubtedly better option for you than Buchanan and Simpson being lined up out there. And my question would be, all right, Roquan's the starter. He's going to play a majority of the snaps, probably 100%. Who's next to him for most of the time?
I go Buchanan.
That's what it seems.
Yeah, because Trent Simpson got a lot of run in the last couple of games out of necessity, but I think Buchanan's snap count was higher throughout the season. I think he's kind of grown into whatever role that he has right now. Nice little Robin to hopefully Roquan being Batman again.
Mm-hmm. And he seems natural, right? Because he had green dot responsibilities when both Hamilton and Roquan were missing that time. I guess I'm almost thinking, look, you're so desperate for pass rush. What have we seen as the one strength of Trenton Simpson? Design, just send him heat-seeking missile to the quarterback, or even run blitzing from time to time. If Roquan's back out there, why not a little more run for Trenton Simpson? Could he add anything just coming through the middle? I mean, it's all hands on deck here. I still have very little confidence, but if Zach Gore's saying that they're exploring all options, turning over every stone to try to fix this pass rush, to me, that would be one of the stones to turn over.
Yeah, a little Bill Cowher to Greg Lloyd. Rush the quarterback. That sort of thing, and let all the other intricacies of the defense go in other hands. It's news from the desk, Vinny, at 81.057 The Fan. Last thing, here's Zach. We're talking about the Bears and what they do well offensively.
I think they do a good job of running their base concept runs that they love to run, base core runs that they love to run. But every week it's going to be out of a different formation, a different motion, a different shift, and a different personnel group. So I think that they do a good job of disguising their runs in the run game and then, showing you something in the game and having to play off of it. So it's one of those games we told our guys, look, you're not going to be able to guess what run is coming because it's probably going to be something different that we haven't seen.
Well, look, they've got some interesting pieces for sure. But as we talked about in the first 2 hours when Vinny was here, DJ Moore has a practice in a couple of days. Same with Swift, Cole Kmet. They're banged up a little bit, at least according to the injury report heading into this game. And DeAndre Swift has been playing out of his mind. Back-to-back 100-yard games, breaking tackles, getting yak yards, catching it out of the backfield. I mean, he's a stud. Remember, Nolan, before the Ravens signed Derrick Henry, I was all on the Swift train. Not the Taylor Swift train, the DeAndre Swift train.
Yeah, no, he's been great. And he's been battling, a groin injury? Past couple weeks hasn't appeared to slow him down one bit, so I think I would expect his best on Sunday. Ravens have had trouble stopping anything this year. I mean, as bad as the secondary has looked at times, the front seven has been even worse, giving up chunk yardage over the ground, through the air. I mean, to me, again, no confidence in the pass rush. This game mostly hinges on the secondary for me. We start talking about those weapons at Caleb Williams' disposal. So, if it gets into shootout territory, thank God you have Lamar, but even still, it's kind of where we've been going these past couple weeks, is that lack of confidence really stems from the defense. You really don't know what you're going to get game to game.
Yeah, it's like a box of chocolates. to quote a famous guy on a bench way back when. When we come back, however, let's count some weekend dough. Hopefully buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects of the day. World Series starts tonight. We got Ben McDonald joining us at the bottom of the hour. Gabe Lax, USA Today at 1 o'clock. And your phone calls, your predictions for the Ravens and Bears. Can the Ravens get to 5-5 before the Jets come here the Sunday before Thanksgiving? Me and Nolan say no. What do you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob, Eddie, Nolan McGraw. Vinny is off to Penn State later today. Ben McDonald joining us in a few minutes to talk about the Orioles offseason. Yeah, a little quiet out there at the warehouse. And the World Series starts tonight. But anyway, let's count that weekend dough and sports stuff by ourselves.
All right, it's been so long since I've done this, I don't even know what I need to pull up here. But we're all good. We're good. We got S&P 500. It's actually in the green today, up 67. NASDAQ up 299. That can't be right. But it is. That is right. It's up 299. How about DraftKings stock? Let's get a little DraftKings stock here. Down $1.66.
Holy crap.
And our favor. I mean, it's got to be connected to the news yesterday, right?
What's that?
DraftKings, the stock with the gambling?
I think so.
And then lastly here, Under Armour down a fraction of a penny. Very flat line there. Market's not closed today. Whatever. I don't know.
I have no idea. You might as well have been speaking Brazilian.
All right. Let's start with something we do know, the Ravens. And Bill Barnwell here,
Portuguese, whatever that is,
has assessed every NFL team's offseason based on the way these first 7 weeks have unfolded. In his eyes, the Colts had the best offseason, though it probably didn't seem that way at the time when they signed Daniel Jones, but that paid off big time for them. Meanwhile, the Ravens, he placed them in the way below expectations tier. The highlight, drafting Tyler Loop. The disappointments, Malachi Starks, Green at pass rush, and any other draft pick, really, plus Alexander as the free agency signing has been a dud. The Ravens didn't really spend much in free agency, as he notes here. They've gotten the occasional big catch from DeAndre Hopkins, regular snaps from John Jenkins, but much of the impact they were hoping to get had to come from the draft, and it's just not there. Are you buying or selling this assessment of Baltimore's offseason?
Yeah, I'm buying it. 1-5 speaks volumes. And a lot of those young guys were thrust into starter roles. Malachi Starks, we were talking about him yesterday. And Mike Green, no sacks. Now, is it unfair for Mike Green, especially, who was a second-round draft pick, who was a steal at that time? Probably. Goes back to, did Eric DaCosta do enough to address what was a weakness for the team, even though they finished second in the year in league in sacks last year? But yeah, I'm buying that 100%. And need to see the Looper kick a game-winning field goal before we start putting him in the Ring of Honor, for sure.
We're over to baseball here. A lockout feels inevitable for 2027. Current CBA set to expire here soon. And the big topic, or what we think the big sticking point is going to be between the owners and the players' union, is a fight over a salary cap. If the owners make a strong push for it, it would be their most serious effort to do so since 1994, of course, which had drastic consequences, including the cancellation of the World Series. That strike that year started in August of 94, lasted all the way till April of 95, the longest work stoppage in MLB history. Just a few years ago, we did have the season impacted in 2022. There was a three-month lockout, but that really only delayed the start of the season by about a week or two. They canceled some off days along the way and still played the postseason on time. So overall, no real impact. But buy or sell, Bob, the looming 2027 stoppage could reach 94 levels with a major chunk of the season canceled.
I'm going to sell it. But I think that there is some concern for sure. And we'll talk to Ben McDonald in a couple of minutes, who was, you know, on the Orioles in 94. And the Orioles were good in 94. They've had two strike years, hose good teams, 81 and 94. History says, Nolan, the players will never cave to a salary cap. So I don't know how ugly this will get. But the last thing baseball needs, and it's a whole, you weren't even alive when that happened. I mean, Tony Gwynn was hitting over 400. You had Matt Williams and others were chasing 60 home runs. The Expos were the best team in baseball. I mean, it was all kind of crazy things that were ended in mid-August because of the strike. I'm selling that it'll reach 94 levels where you lost the entirety of a postseason, but it could get ugly for sure.
All right, we'll stay in baseball here for our last topic of the day. Game one of the World Series tonight. Pitching matchup between Blake Snell and Trey Yesavage. You got to wonder how the rookie's going to respond here on the biggest stage. But to be fair to him, so far this postseason, he's been thrown out there quite a bit, looking halfway decent. 5 1/3 scoreless against New York. Mixed results across two outings in the ALCS. But on the other side, Blake Snell, he has been as dialed in as anyone this postseason. Two runs allowed against the Reds back in the wild card. Since then, 14 straight scoreless innings with 19 strikeouts. Quick look at the betting lines here. Over-under is set at 7.5 tonight. Are you buying or selling the under in this one? Strong pitching matchup.
I'll buy that for sure. But Blake Snell and the Dodgers have been on a nice little rest here since they swept the Brewers, and Toronto's coming off that epic series. Now, granted, that's been a few days as well against Seattle, but I'll buy the under as these two teams will get it on tonight at 8 o'clock. The Fall Classic, Dodgers trying to repeat, and the Blue Jays trying to win their first championship since 1993. We'll talk baseball, Orioles, lockout, strike, whatever it's going to be, World Series with Ben McDonald, revisit the Ravens as well. Got Gabe Lax from CBSSports.com, or USA Today, rather. Talk World Series with him. And, you know, where are all the managers? I'm guessing after the World Series, could we see a lot of managers getting hired, including here in Baltimore?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On this Featured Artist Friday, and anything you want to hear from them, with him, send your request to the Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. As we just talked about, the World Series starts tonight. Toronto hosting the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers have been rolling through people here in a big way in the postseason. Made short work of the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers, of course, had a hard time, and I said, of course, like 15 times. They've had a hard time scoring runs. We had Pat Murphy on yesterday. But LA's pitching had a lot to do with it. Yamamoto, Blake Snell, Shohei Ohtani, his performance in the clincher, 3 homers, 10 Ks, and 5-plus innings pitched is brilliant. I didn't see Babe Ruth play, and I never saw Willie Mays play in his prime. But I've seen Ken Griffey, I've seen Reggie, I've seen George Brett, seen Rock Rue, Namon Oriol from 1970 on. I've seen all of them. Shohei's a different breed. And when you can get out on the mound and throw 100-plus miles an hour and then blast 500-foot home runs, and you got wheels, you're that guy in a big, big way. So he's a stud. But Toronto's kind of on a heater, in a season-long heater at that. And they get through the survival mode against Seattle. It was crazy to watch, but the World Series is set, and joining us now to talk about that and everything else happening in the world of baseball, like the Orioles looking for a new manager and all that good stuff, he's an Oriole legend. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's on MassetSports.com. Bob Haney, let's welcome in Big Ben McDonald. Ben, what's up?
How you guys doing today?
We're doing all right, man, and we were just talking about, 2027 and a possible strike slash lockout, whatever that is. And I was telling Nolan, who wasn't even born yet at the time, 94, the Orioles were good. You were part of that team. 2.5 out of the last wild card as the strike hit. They cost a postseason, went into spring training in 95. But that salary cap thing is something, as Players Association has been no way in hell we're ever going for that. If that becomes the sticking point, Ben, could we possibly see in 27 something that we'd all like to forget that happened in 94 and in 95?
Yeah, man, I tell you, that's still, that was one of the worst years of my life, to be honest with you. Baseball was canceled. We were unfortunately a part of that. And, I hated it for the fans. And that was the tough thing about that. Thank gosh for Cal Ripken coming along and breaking Lou Gehrig's record, the following year. And, of course, Sosa and McGuire doing their thing, I think, started to bring some folks back to baseball. But, yeah, man, I hope we do not ever have to to go through that again. But to answer your question, yes, if the sticking point is the salary cap, I just remember being a part of the union and being pretty involved in all that stuff. That's the one thing the players are probably not ever going to budge on is a salary cap, because they realize the consequences for that, you know. And, you know, it's a weird deal. You know, if you put a salary cap in, I think you got to have a minimum salary cap too.
Right.
You know, you got to have teams that want to spend money. And I don't know if the owners would go for that part of it. So the salary cap piece of it, I think, is non-negotiable all the way around. There might be some other things that they could maybe agree upon, but the salary cap thing, man, look, I get it. Everybody's saying, well, the Dodgers are in the World Series again. They got a $400 million payroll and it's the best team money can buy and all that. Yeah, I get that piece of it, you know. And would it get the competition maybe a little more closer? I don't know. I mean, we got small market teams that seem to make it and make deep runs in the playoffs all the time, because it's baseball. It's not like football. It's not like basketball. It's baseball, you know. And so I don't know if that's the end-all, be-all is the salary cap stuff of it, but I could see the argument on both sides for sure.
Now, for the Orioles, in regards to how much they could possibly spend, new ownership, and, you know, you were with the Orioles when Peter Angelos bought the team, and he had shown a willingness to spend some dough. That 94 team, as a matter of fact, went out and got Palmeiro, Chris Sabo, Sid Fernandez, Lee Smith. I mean, they didn't pay you, but that's another story altogether. I mean, but he would spend some dough. I mean, can they be the Dodgers? No. But can the Orioles live in like the middle rent district salary-wise if, in fact, Rubenstein is willing to spend some cash here?
Yeah, just, you know, listening to it on the fringe like you do and I do and the fans do, and hearing what Mr. Rubenstein said and what Mike Elias has said during and after the season, it almost sounds like ownership is willing to spend substantial money. Now, what does substantial mean? I don't know what the definition of that is.
Right.
For the Orioles. Now, I will say this. Look, the Orioles did take a big pay jump last year. There's no doubt about that. I mean, look, they went from like, what, 26th to 27th to like 16th, kind of middle of the pack last year. Now, people could argue, well, you spent it in the wrong places. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could argue that after the fact. But still, the Orioles did spend some money. But I'm with you on that. I think there needs to be another jump. Now, the Orioles are obviously, I wouldn't call them a small market club. I wouldn't call them a big market club. I think they're somewhere in the middle when you talk about market size and all that kind of stuff, you know, and getting fannies to the ballpark, which is important to do. And obviously, I mean, that's what helps the Dodgers and the Yankees and teams of that nature, the Padres. I mean, they got 40,000 people in the stands every night. And, of course, that helps pay the bills. We all know that, you know. So fannies have to get back in the seats. Well, how do you get fannies in the seats? You got to put a good product on the field, right? I mean, I think that's where it starts. And so I'm very optimistic that ownership will spend money this offseason. I think they are going to address some issues that they have. And Mike Elias has always said he is always self-evaluating. We've heard him say that a bunch of times. And to me, that means, okay, I've tried it this way for a couple of years. I'm not going to say it hadn't been successful, because it has in some ways. You made the playoffs back-to-back years. You won the East a couple of years ago. This year was a down year, I think, mainly because of injuries and bad seasons overall. But I'm optimistic about this core that the Orioles have. I'm optimistic about players coming back next year, obviously being healthier than what they were last year, and some big free agents hopefully along the way, and addressing a bullpen, addressing maybe a big right-handed bat, addressing not a number one starter, because those guys are too hard to come by, but certainly a top-tier starter, I think, is what the Orioles need. And I think they need another starter that's going to fall in that 4-5 range too, just to give you some depth to kind of, you know, give you some insurance against injuries and things of that nature that we know is going to happen. Heaven forbid it happens to the degree that it happened this past year. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, Orioles used 70 players to get through 162 games, you know, this past year. But I don't think it's going to be like that. But you need depth, and we've always said that. You can't have enough pitching. And, of course, the bullpen has to be remade. And so Mike's got his hands full, man. There's no doubt about that. This is going to be one of the busiest, if not the busiest, offseason in some time for the Orioles.
105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney. I'm talking to Big Ben McDonald about the Birds of Baltimore. You mentioned a power-hitting right-handed bat. What do the Birds do with Ryan Mountcastle this offseason, Ben?
That's a great question. I mean, I was asked many times on the air and off the air, can Ryan Mountcastle, can Kobe Mayo, can Samuel Basayo all coexist over at first base? And the answer for me is no. I there's not enough at bats to go around. We saw that at the end of the year last year. The Orioles had committed to Mayo to see what he could do. And to Mayo's credit, he had a good month of September. He had a really good month of September, took some big strides. Still, in my opinion, got a long way to go on both sides of the ball. But I do think Mountcastle's a more polished player. I think he's a better defender. I still think, I mean, look, Mountie's only 28 years old, man. I still think there's something in the tank for him. I think if he can stay healthy, I mean, you remember his rookie season, he had 33 home runs. You know, I mean, it's in the tank for him to do that. And I'm on record as saying, if you're trying to win next year, if next year is the year that you're trying to win, and I think that's where the Orioles are, I like Mountcastle because he's a veteran guy that's been around. He's one of the longest tenured guys on the team. And I just think there's a season in there where he's going to hit 25 home runs. He's going to play the hell out of first base. He's going to hit for a – you know, he's hit for a pretty good average in the last couple of years when he's been healthy. He just hadn't been able, like some of the Orioles, to stay on the field long enough to put the power numbers up. But I like Mountie, man. I really do. Now, they can't all three be there. And so it feels like either they're going non-tender, they're going to trade. Maybe Mayo ends up in a trade somewhere to get a starting pitcher. I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but I think Mike's kind of leaving his hands open right now. He's going to listen to a lot of offers. He's going to try to figure out some things, what's available, who can he get through trades and all those kind of things, and try to make it work. But I'd hate to see Mountcastle. I'm telling you what's going to happen. If we give up on Mountcastle, somebody else is going to grab him, and we're going to turn around, and we're going to be looking in July or August, and Mountie's going to have 20 bombs, and he's going to be hitting 265, you know, and I just feel like that's going to happen. But on the other hand, Mayo may end up being the guy that they think he can be, and we shall see what Mike decides to do.
Ben, before we get your prediction for the World Series, managerial search for the Orioles continues on, we think. But still, what, five other teams still looking for skippers as well. Two-parter, how attractive is this Oriole job for insert manager here? And is Tony Manzalino maybe in the end going to be the best guy for the job? Because Mike Bordick thinks that Manzo might wind up being the dude when it's all said and done anyway.
I think he could. I think Mike's going to go after a couple guys, and kind of like the Giants situation. The Giants went after somebody else and then kind of went outside the box and went and got a college guy in Tony Vitello. That was big news to the game. The game of baseball to major league level is beginning to change a little bit in some ways. I think GMs and front offices are starting to look outside the box a little bit. And I give the Giants credit for trying something different. Well, we shall see how it turns out, you know. But I think Tony did a good job for me. Tony was an old-school guy that was honest with his players. He communicated well. He took over a very tough situation, one game over 500 in his tenure. Wasn't great, but it was good. It was solid. You know, it was solid. And so I think there's something there for Tony. On the other hand, maybe Mike wants to go with a veteran guy. You know, I've been hearing Scott Service's name mentioned, who was an Olympic teammate of mine in 88 on the Olympic team. I love him. I think he's a good manager. Bob Melvin's been around for a while. There are some veteran guys that are out there as well, you know. But for me, look, if you're going to go with a young guy that doesn't have much experience, I'd rather see Tony Manzalino, take the job if he's going to be a young guy with not a lot of experience. If you're going to go with a veteran route, okay, I get it. There's Bruce Bochy says yes, or Melvin, or Service, and you want to go with a veteran manager, I get that as well, you know. But look, the window is open right now for the Orioles. This is the Orioles' time the next two or three years, man. I mean, this is their window to try to spend money, try to put the best team on the field, try to get the best manager who you think gives you the best opportunity to win. The time is now for the Baltimore Orioles. So I'm excited about this offseason, what's going to happen. I think the managerial thing is an important decision to make. I think you want to make it as fast as you can because, look, it could affect free agency. Free agents want to know who the manager is going to be. You know, I think all that matters at this point, you know. And so I'm sure Mike is working really hard, and Sig and the front office are working really hard trying to get their guy and figure out who it's going to be. And I'm like everybody, man. I'm anxious to see how this works out.
All right, Ben, last thing for your World Series start tonight. Toronto hosting the Dodgers. L.A. trying to make it back-to-back. Toronto, who was like the Orioles last year. They finished last place, and yet a year later, they're four games away from a World Championship. Who do you like and why?
Well, I tell you, yeah, Toronto's had a heck of a year, man. They got behind in their last series and came roaring back. And they've got a really good team. I mean, Guerrero's swinging it well. Obviously, Springer's having a career-type year at 35 years old. Others are having really good years. But, man, the way the Dodgers are playing, dude, it's hard to get away from them right now. They just blew through the National League Championship Series, you know. And, the thing nobody's really talking about, the Dodgers pitching staff has been unbelievable, but the reason why they're so good is obviously they're paid a lot of money. They got some great players, but I mean, Blake Snell is fresh, right? He was hurt most of the year. He only threw 61 innings during the year. Look at Tyler Glass now, man. He is fresh. He was hurt. He only threw 90 innings during the year. You know, you can go on and on. They got two or three guys that hadn't thrown much this year. It almost feels like it's May and June for those guys. So they're a lot fresher from a pitching standpoint than what Toronto is. So at the end of the day, and let's not forget the difference. I mean, there's three Hall of Famers at the front of the batting order for the Dodgers. You know, talk about Freddie Freeman and Betts, and of course, the best player on the planet, Shohei Ohtani. So it's hard to get away from the Dodgers. They do have a question mark. It's probably their bullpen with Tanner Scott. I'm not being on the roster again. But they've had some guys that have kind of – Roki's kind of stepped in and taken on that closer role, you know. So I'm going to lean toward the – I think it's going to be a great series. I really think it is going to be a great series. But at the end of the day, I'm going with the Dodgers.
He's Big Ben McDonald. Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Fall Classic. And hopefully we'll catch up with you soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.
You got it. Ben McDonald, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Gabe Lax from USA Today. We'll talk World Series with him. Stick around for that. NFL Lunch coming up at 1:15. And your predictions for the Ravens and the Bears. Ravens lay at 6.5. Hey, Ronnie Stanley's not at practice, but Lamar Jackson is. And I guess, well, you got to take one or the other. You're going number 8, I guess. Break out the puffy pants. It's hammer time. Remember IMC Hammer's video, and only one alive yet? That might be a dated reference for some, but that's what it means. It's hammer time. Puffy pants.
Wait a couple of years, those pants will be back in style.
Yeah, I think I'm wearing a pair myself because I need to find something that fits. Anything with a belt's not happening right now. I need stretch pants. Get my fat ass in them. But anyway, Justin Herbert threw 3 touchdowns. Vital. Rushed for 117 in a TD. Chargers sacked old Carson Wentz 5 times. Adafe Owe picked up yet another sack. He has 2 and 3 games for the Chargers after 0 and 5 games for the Ravens. But that's in the past, man. We're here to talk about the future, and the Bears are the future coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock. Ravens 6.5-point favorites. Let's get a score pick. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, how are you feeling?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there, man.
That's right, brother. It's been a tough been a tough couple weeks from your seat, brother.
Nolan and I were just talking off the air because the Orioles finished last. The Ravens are in last. Maryland football's lost 3 in a row. If Maryland hoops is, you know, bad, and I'd be lying if I told you what to expect from them right now. But if they're bad, woo, what a year. What a year for
sure. I hear you, Bob Ed, and I feel the same way because, you know, I was talking to Nolan as well, and I was like, buddy, if Lamar plays, I believe wholeheartedly we win this football game, maybe 27-17-ish maybe, but, like, if Lamar doesn't play, I mean, it's been so ridiculous with these overly paid quarterback backup dudes that it's like, I don't even know what score to guess, but I'm going to remain optimistic. I hope Lamar can just play a strong, healthy game of football and continue to stack some healthy weeks because that's really what we need if anything's going to happen, Bob. But 27-17-ish, my brother.
All right, Kevin. Have a great weekend, man. Appreciate the call as always. Lamar did practice today. That's 3 days in a row, which is good news. And then you have a short week. Is he going to be 100%? I'm guessing no. What percentile of Lamar Jackson's going to be good enough to beat Chicago? We'll find out at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And is he going to be good enough for the quick turnaround against the Dolphins? Now the Dolphins, and we'll start getting into them on Monday. That has been an absolute disaster in Miami with Mike McDaniel. Tyreek Hill's out for the year. He's even talking about possibly retiring, given the severity of his injury. Tua's thrown his teammates under the trailways. It is not Darren Waller, who came back and was doing well. He just got put on the IR. They're 7.5-point dogs at Arizona. I mean, McDaniel, I would think Nolan gets fired after the Ravens game, if they fire him at all.
I mean, the tone you're getting there is that they aren't going to do anything at all. I mean, they have all the cause they need, or all the reason they need to fire him, especially by today's NFL standards. I would think unless he just completely blows up, maybe has a sideline incident with a player, or starts saying some things in press conferences that are not appreciated by ownership, that he would be out then. But they might just let the wheels fall off and maybe even think that, man, this guy stinks, we don't want him here. But if that's what gets us the best overall draft pick, then we got to do it.
They were doomed. First game of the year against Indy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even show up. And then they played well enough to win a couple of games, New England and I think it was Atlanta, and they wound up losing both of them, or Carolina, where they should have won, and just let things get haywire. And last week at Cleveland, I mean, drubbed the way that they were. I don't know. The team's obviously not responding to Mike McDaniel, and I'm not saying it's got anything to do with his capri coach pants, or the cuffs don't even go past his calves. And it's all about style, I guess. And he seems like a pleasant enough fellow. 2 years ago, I thought he was awesome. Listening to him, and it's like, I thought he like did bong hits and ate Doritos and watched Half-Baked all the time. But, you know, we're in the winning games business. And right now, Miami's a team that 2 years in a row has been regressing and possibly bottoming out here. Let's not forget, we just talked about Herbert, 3 TDs last night. Right before he was picked, the Dolphins took Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
Previous regime, but still, bad pick nonetheless.
Right, yeah, and it's really just, I mean, for a second there, and it was a split second, you know, oh man, Tyreek Hill, Waddle, look at these weapons. Look at what we got growing here. Tua, if he's healthy, he can throw it around, he can distribute, and then the wheels fell off, and it's all these different reasons. I just wonder what's next for McDaniel. It feels like everyone's just assuming that he'll step right back into a coordinator role.
Jason Cole said he would still be maybe head coach material after a couple of years of learning stuff.
I'm not sure. I mean, again, depending on how ugly this gets down the stretch, you know, what's the stink on him like? Because when he came in, for his stature, the way he speaks, like you were just saying, you could make fun of him. Or you might think, well, how is this guy going to command a room full of NFL players when he has that presence? But he's been around NFL his entire life, for his entire professional career. So he has some cachet there.
Sure.
But once you go through what he's gone through the past couple of years and how ugly it's gotten in Miami, again, wherever he goes next, even if it's in a coordinator role, how do those players look at him? Does he have to rebuild that image a little bit?
It looks like old Brian Flores was right about Tua all along, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, it put him in the same category. Like, is he get another head coaching gig, Flores? Well, it's because he's had the couple of years here since that be a DC.
He's in Minnesota right now, right?
Yeah, DC.
Not looking good for them the last couple of weeks. Is that all his fault? Probably not. We'll come back, talk World Series, Gabe Lacks, NFL Lunch, hear more from the Ravens. Take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Prediction for the Ravens and Bears. We're all picking the Ravens. Are we all insane?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.